Patrice Baker joining us on SVI News and SVI Radio. Patrice is with Lincoln County Public Health. And Patrice, we just wanted to have you on to provide some clarification for us. We have some listeners saying that they believe that there are confirmed COVID-19 cases in Star Valley because these people are getting tested in Jackson. And then once those confirmations come back, that total's added to the Teton County total instead of Lincoln County. Can you shed some clarification for us on how that works and if there's any truth to those assumptions?
Okay, so no matter where a person is tested in the state, it is reported back to the county of which that person is a resident of. For instance, if a person is tested in Teton County and they do come back positive, the state health department, the epidemiology unit, reports that to the county where the positive is. And that's where the contact tracing starts.
So there are
not any confirmed cases in Lincoln County. We have some people who may have had contact to positive cases, but they have not tested positive.
So, again, just to reiterate what you just said, no confirmed cases in Lincoln County of COVID-19, including those that live here and may have been tested in another county.
That is correct.
Patrice, you mentioned there may be some that were in contact. What about presumptive cases? Are there people in the valley that are showing symptoms that maybe haven't been tested because they don't need hospital care?
Yes, that's what they call, the community spread. There are people who are out there that have symptoms, but they don't actually meet the criteria for being tested. The criteria is very strict, and so if they haven't been able to meet that criteria, they want to save those tests for people who actually meet the criteria. So some people may be sick and be at home, but they haven't actually been tested.
Patrice Baker, Lincoln County Public Health. Thanks so much for the clarification, Patrice. Anything else regarding COVID-19 that we haven't talked about that you'd like to mention?
Yes, because it is a rapidly changing situation, our positive cases could pop up at any time. The state is being very diligent about notifying us as soon as possible. But as you are all aware, the social media and sometimes the media itself has actually been able to put the cases out, the information out, before the state health department is able to notify the provider and the local public health department. But in this case, I feel comfortable in saying that there are no cases at this moment in Lincoln County.
That's Patrice Baker. And for clarification, at this moment, it's 12:30 p.m., April 1st. So no confirmed cases of COVID-19 at the time of this interview. Patrice, thanks so much for your time and clarification.
Thank you, Duke.